Luke chapter 9, verse 57. And it came to pass, and as they went on the way, one said to him, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest, Lord. And Jesus said to him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the heavens roosting places. But the Son of Man has nowhere he might lay his head. And he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, allow me to go first and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, suffer the dead to bury their own dead. But do thou go and announce the kingdom of God. And another also said, I will follow thee, Lord, but first allow me to bide adieu to those at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one, having laid his hand on the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. I said this is quite strong and powerful scripture that I read. Because many things are dealing with ourselves. Lord Jesus Christ was walking from one place to another place, from one village to another village. And somebody said to him, he said, I will follow thee wheresoever thou goest, Lord. And looking in the scripture here, we might say, wow, this person, it is very sincere, because the way he spoke, I will follow you. What if someone will come to you and say, oh, David, I will follow you. Adrian, I will follow you. You will be very glad. Yeah, and you count on his words because he will say, I will follow you. And not just I will follow you. He said here, he looks very, very dedicated person. He said, wheresoever. It doesn't matter where are you going, Lord. I'm going to follow you. I would like to follow you. Isn't that the desire of Lord Jesus Christ that people will follow him? Yes, it is. Exactly the desire. It looks like he fit the requirement that Lord Jesus Christ put in place. Follow me. And look, we expected that Lord Jesus Christ will praise him. Oh, praise the Lord. It's good to you have this desire to follow me. But God, Lord Jesus Christ, he sees the heart of people. He sees what is inside of us. And not every single time when we say we follow Lord Jesus Christ, like even these days, I'm meeting many people on the street when I speak with people on the book table and or knocking on doors, and they say, I'm a Christian, I follow Christ. And when I ask them just a few questions, you find out that they don't follow straight God. They still have their own way to follow God. They don't follow God the way that God designed the way to follow him. You know why? Because he said, I am the way. I am the truth. Yes? So we need to follow Lord Jesus Christ the way he wants us to follow him. And he looked in his heart, in the heart of this person. And he said, you know what? Your words are very nice. But the foxes has holes. Oh, what does it tell me? I live in London and we have lots of foxes over there. Even here in Basildon when I lived, there were some foxes in front of our house, and I took many times video. I said it to my mom because back in my country, they don't have so many foxes like we have here. And she said, oh, they are very nice. Yeah. But they are damaging so much. They are damaging so much. And in fact, if I go In Song of Songs, I have a very strong, you don't need to open the scripture, but if you want, it is on the page 832 in the Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 15. Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vineyards. You see, my dear friend, they are so nice, so sometimes they are beautiful. If you look to their nose, to their eyes, to their little, how you call it, not holes, yeah, thank you. They look so nice. You like to play with them. But they destroyed the vineyards. It says here, take us the foxes. We don't want to have foxes. You know why? Because they destroy the vineyards. God don't want you to have foxes in your heart. God don't want you to have foxes in your life. You can compare foxes. You know, they are double minded. They are so tricky. I don't want to go so much describing the foxes. But my question it is, what do you have in your heart? That's the great question. What do I have in my heart? Do I have the only clear desire to follow Lord Jesus Christ? Or do I steal something else? Do I still have something else in my heart? Like Lord Jesus Christ saw here. And you know why it was also wrong having foxes and the birds nesting in the heart of this fellow, this man? He says, because Lord Jesus Christ, but the Son of Man has nowhere he might lay his head. He wants to come in your heart and he wants to rest. He wants to lay his head in your heart. Are you making room for Lord Jesus Christ? Are you making room in your heart? Are you making room in your life for Lord Jesus Christ? Or do you have something else? In Matthew, I think it is in Matthew, yes. In Matthew chapter 16, it says here a great strong scripture. Chapter 16, it is on the page 1169, and verse 26, it says, for what does a man profit if he should gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? We might have something that it is not so worthy to lose our soul. In fact, Lord Jesus Christ said, if you have the whole world, do we have the whole world? Who is here in this hall to have the whole world? Or maybe online. Who is to have the whole world? We might have a house, we might have a car, we might have something else. But do we have the whole world? And even that, it is not being to be compared with the eternal life. It is not to be compared with the eternal life. What does it hold you here on this earth? What does it hold you here on this earth? You know, I told you that it was in our country, in the communist country of Romania, it was a sister who had a dream. She worked in a tailor factory, and she had a dream, strange dream. She used to take a small things home from the job without telling to the boss that she's taking like things that they should recycle anyway. But she put in her purse and she went home. And one night, she had a very, very strange dream. It looks like, it appeared like the rapture took place. And she was taken up into heaven, but suddenly many other Christians were going by her, and she was like, she was stuck. She looked up in the heaven and she said, I'm not going anymore. I'm not going. And when she looked down from her foot, it was the things that she took from the factory, one by one, tied and pinned down in the earth. She woke up so threatened, and she said, oh God, please forgive me. Because I have stolen things that should be rubbish. Not even worthy to be something nice and beautiful. It was rubbish. They were recycling that. And even that, Lord Jesus Christ warned her in one dream. Said, it is not worthy to steal. It is not, because it wasn't about the things that she took. It was about the act she was doing. Stealing, it is a sin. Lying, it is a sin. Fornicating, it is a sin. Cheating, it is a sin. Doing something wrong to someone, hating, is a sin. And for all these sin, you know what is the payment? You know the payment, it says in Romans chapter 6, I think it says verse 23, it says, it is the death which Lord Jesus Christ took it for you and for me. He died for you. He died for me, that we might not be punished with the punishment of death, but to live forever. Lord Jesus Christ, look into the heart of this man. And now he is looking in my heart. and he's looking in your heart. What else do I need to give up in order to let him to rest? And you see, well, Lord Jesus Christ said here, I love this. But the Lord allow, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Why Lord Jesus Christ wanted to lay his head in your heart? To rest, not to rest less. He wants to stay there calm, peaceful. He wants to bring peace. He wants to bring joy. He wants to bring that kind of confidence. I'm not struggling about tomorrow. Why should we heard this afternoon from our brother Joe that he told to someone, I think you said that, told to someone, you have so much money in the bank, you have such of such. Why should you worry about tomorrow? Don't worry about tomorrow. The day of tomorrow, it is enough worrying about itself. Don't worry about tomorrow. I want Lord Jesus Christ to come in my heart and rest over there. Don't disturb him. He wants to, hey, folks, go away. Hey, birds, go away. I remember in my village when a preacher said, you know, the birds, we cannot stop the birds. And I think I said here once, we cannot stop the birds flying above our house roof, isn't it? We can't stop that as much as you are struggling. But you can stop them nesting on the chimney of your house. Don't let any birds, any bad thoughts. Birds are similar with the bad thoughts. Don't let the bad thoughts, the bad thing, thinking to come in your heart and think wrong about someone else. Don't think, if you allowed me, don't think wrong even about you. You know why? Because you are a very precious person in the eyes of Lord Jesus Christ. He died for you. He died for you. He lay his body over there on the cross to die for you. But coming back here, it is I can't get out from this verse 57. What else in my heart will be worthy to keep comparing with the price that Lord Jesus Christ paid for you and for me on the Calvary cross? What else? This week, we had one message on WhatsApp, a very nice songwriter and singer, Romanian singer, Christian songwriter and also singer, very famous one. He went to be with the Lord. And you know, he's not so much older than I am. And I was thinking, well, life goes quickly. But when people went there, he said, I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to go home. I would like to ask you, are you ready to go home? It doesn't matter what kind of, or what age you are. Are you ready to go home? If you are, it says one song, if God comes tonight, are you ready to go home? If Jesus comes tonight, are we ready? Because Lord Jesus Christ said, you must be ready. Are we ready? Or do we still have some things tied on this earth? Do we still have some things that doesn't let Lord Jesus Christ to lay his head in your heart? What else can you compare with the precious sacrifice from Golgotha? Mm-hmm. From the place that he suffered for you and suffered for me? Eternal life, my dear friend. If you didn't give your life to Lord Jesus Christ, I dare you. Give your life to Lord Jesus now. Don't wait for tomorrow. The day of tomorrow is not our day. Tomorrow we don't know. We are not sure if we make tomorrow. Maybe you heard about, I like also a brother, George Werner, who went to be with the Lord. He is the founder of OM, organization, mobilization. And in Atlanta City Mission, we received one day, one morning, because we have morning every day, and somebody put over there a prayer request. Please pray for Brother Werner, because he is very ill. He's nearly to go home. And I know him. I met George Werner. He gave me some CDs with his recording and some of his books. And I appreciate that very, very much, because God allowed me to know him. And he, you know what struck me? He said, the person who put there, he said, that George Werner said, don't pray for healing. Pray for him to be ready to meet the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Are we ready to pray that prayer? Because many people, when they get ill, then when they are going in the hospital, please pray for me to get healed. Please pray for me to get out from the hospital. And it is normal. It is humanly. Yes, we want everyone to be healed. But George Werner said, don't pray for healing. Pray that I will be ready to meet the Creator. He is the one that created you. He is the one that he molded you in the womb of your mother. He is the one that gave you eyes, ears to hear, eyes to see, mouth and tongue to speak. He is the one that created you wonderful, fearfully. How wonderful it is. Are we ready to meet the Creator? Are you ready to meet the Creator? Are you sincere when you say, oh Lord Jesus Christ, I want to follow you. Wherever you will go, I will come. And he called him even Lord. My dear friend, that's a very, very strong and very, 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 very great question. Well, we will go a little bit far away, because then the time it is coming against me. Then Lord Jesus Christ said to the other one, and he said to another, follow me. You see, Lord Jesus Christ never said to don't follow him, but follow him the way he wants you to follow him. Give up to everything what you have in your life. Give up everything. You might, I'm not going, because I'm coming back to verse 57. I was going to say, you know, you might want to finish your school. You might want to get your career. You might want to get your job. You might want to get married. You might want to get your house and so on. Yeah, this is second hand. This is not so important. Get ready for Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to scare anyone, but the days we are living in, it looks like it is the end of times. Look to Russia, look to Ukraine, look to many other things. I don't know. I heard that some people went against Russia. I don't follow the news so much. But sometimes comes in my and pop in my phone. Are we ready? I'm doing Bible study pretty much every evening online. And some people ask me, Brother Daniel, are these the end of the days? And I said, I don't mind. I just want to be ready. Another brother said, what shall we do? Do what you have done so far. Why are you asking what shall we do? This means that you haven't done the right thing so far. And you want to do the right way. It's a good question, yeah. But this shows that I haven't done the right thing so far. Follow Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ told to another one. And he said to another one, follow me. Oh, there are many questions here. The time, it is nearly finished. Who am I following? Do I follow the Pope from Rome? Do I follow a church? Do I follow some strict rules and law? Do I follow some pastor or some, I don't know. Or do I follow Lord Jesus Christ? Lord Jesus Christ said, don't think. Yeah, it's good to come to the meeting. Because here, as you see, you can get nourished. You can get food for the soul. You can, and it says it is so nice, so wonderful, so blessed that when people on Christian are gathering together, it is like Abraham anointing when it is ointment, yes, and comes from his head to his beard and his garments. It is so nice. And we can hear about God here. It's good to come here every Sunday and every Wednesday if you have the opportunity. Come every Wednesday here. and get some nourishment here. It is good to come here, but get ready to meet your Creator. He is the one that created you, as I said. He said here, follow me. But I don't like this. He said, Lord, allow me to go first. What are you putting first in your life? What are you putting? What is first in your life? What are your priorities? Many people ask me, Daniel, what are your priorities? I said, it is God, my wife, my family, church, and society. That's my priorities. Five priorities. God is the first priority. And I want to stop with that. And I struggle to keep that. God is the first one. Is God the first priority in your life? Make Him your priority. Try to meet Him like God met Adam and Eve in the dawn of the morning, yes? Very early in the morning. Oh, I'm not going too much. What are you doing early in the morning? Are you opening the phone and see how many WhatsApp you got it, how many messages, or what are the news? What are you getting there? What are you going to, as quickly, as soon you put the cover off from you, are you bowing down at your bed and say, Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for watching over my night. Thank you for giving me rest. Thank you because you woke me up. There are many, 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 many people haven't had the chance to wake up again. You know that. Did you meet? Are you meeting Lord Jesus Christ early in the morning? The first time. I know many people are going for coffee. I'm a coffee man. But I'm not going to drink coffee unless I pray to God, unless I bow down. I want to meet my Creator before everything I will meet in my life in that day, every day. Are you doing this? And if you have the opportunity to open the Bible, just to read half of the psalm. It is so nice to start with a psalm, with a hymn, with something else. It changes. It makes your day. It makes your day. It changes everything. Just try that for 1 month. You'll see how much change it is in your life. You'll see how much joy it is coming. You'll see how much confidence in God you'll get. Just because in the morning, first of all, you meet God. You are meeting with Lord Jesus Christ. He's there. He watch over you all night. Maybe when the mosquitoes or fly, maybe he's a shush. Let him sleep. He is my son. She is my daughter. You know how he is watching over you. Because before I go to bed, I bow down on my knees. I say, God, please watch over my night. Give me a good rest. And he is doing. He is faithful. And he is doing that. Have you ever thought that he is doing? Just the parents. Who are the parents? How many times the little baby was sleeping and when the flies came, you just tried to take something and... But God, the Heavenly Father, will do much more to you and me because we ask Him. Ask and it will be given. It's written down. Ask and it will be given. Just do that. And then in the morning, oh, thank you, God, because you... where is my coffee? Where is the WhatsApp? One day, somebody told me, my team leader said, Daniel, it was about... 10:30, I met him, and he said, did you get that? Did you read that message on WhatsApp? I said, no, I haven't had enough time. I'm not going first with my WhatsApp. I'm going first with WhatsApp. Yes? WhatsApp in the Bible. What was happening in the Bible? That's the most important fact in my life, in your life, in everyone's life. Let's go and meet the Creator. May God help us. Follow me. But he said, sadly, he said, Lord, he called him Lord. Allow me to go first and bury my father. Oh, la la. But Jesus said to him, suffer the dead to bury their own dead. But do thou go and announce the kingdom of God. He wants to make you missionary. He wants to send you away. He wants to send you. And when he's sending you, he's sending you in the power. He's giving you strength. He's giving you the Holy Spirit, like to Gideon. You know, to Gideon said, go with the power you have. And on the way, Gideon received more power. Just read in Judge, in the book of Judge. You'll see Gideon He went with the power. Don't say I'm too weak. I don't know how to speak. I'm not an English man. I don't. My mother tongue, it is not English. But you, because you speak English much better than I speak. I have here a great teacher helping me, correcting some words I'm doing. But you go with the power you have and share the gospel with people. Go and announce the kingdom of God. Tell everyone that the rapture is coming. Ask them if they are ready. May God help us. I'm looking to the clock. I'm going quickly here. And another also said, I will follow thee, Lord, but first allow me to bid adieu, I think it is, like goodbye to those. Don't say any more goodbye. Let the goodbye for another people. Why should you go to say goodbye? You just follow Lord Jesus Christ. You see, many people are looking, oh, but what my family will say. Well, what my friends will say. I'm going to say goodbye. And many, oh la la, I had to read another scripture, but we don't have enough time. Many people, they say, last beer I'm drinking, last party I'll have, and then I'll come to Lord Jesus Christ. Last, I don't know, show I'm going to see. And they haven't had another chance, because that last party, it was last his life. That last show they went, it was the last show they had. You don't know what's happened tomorrow. You don't know what's happened in 10 minutes from now. So just let them, don't say goodbye anymore. It says that very nice song, children's song. It says, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Are you turning back? Are you turning back? Are you going back to say goodbye? Leave that to another one. Come to Lord Jesus Christ. Come and follow Him. He died for you. He let His glory above just to catch your attention, just to bring you to that glory. Oh, it is so much. My dear friend, make this night a memorable night. Give your life to Lord Jesus Christ. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for tonight. If you didn't give your life to Lord Jesus Christ, say a big yes to Lord Jesus Christ. Don't waste your time. And may God help us for His name's sake. Amen.
Amen.